Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be finishing Paul's first missionary journey in Acts chapter 14. Hashtag, totally worth it. Have you ever used those words? Those words usually mean that there's been some kind of hardship or price tag you've paid for something awesome. Maybe you got in trouble for a prank or hiked a summit, and though your muscles ached, it was worth the view. If you've ever read the letter to the Galatians, you may know that it was written not to one church, but many. Galatia wasn't a city. It was a region, and within that region were the towns Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe. Acts 14 is a story of how God worked among the Galatians in those cities through Paul and Barnabas. But it was hard. Let's join Paul and Barnabas on their journey in verse 1 and see why it was hashtag worth it. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the other Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. As usual, Paul and Barnabas start with the Jews, but remember, this was modern-day Turkey, Paul's homeland. Paul was a product of this place, and the people here, just like he used to be, fiercely defensive of the Jewish faith. And they had to be. They were trying to protect their faith in a foreign pagan land. They were a long way from Israel, way up in Turkey. Like Saul of Tarsus was, they are zealous for the law of Moses, and any outside influence is seen as a threat to their faith. Verse 2 said, they poison the mind of the Gentiles against the brothers. So what would you do if you were Paul and Barnabas? Well, Paul and Barnabas just doubled down. Verse 3. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders. Did you catch that? God confirmed the message of his grace, enabling them to perform signs and miracles. The result? Verse 4. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among both Gentiles and Jews together with their leaders to mistreat them and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to the Laconian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the gospel. Okay, Paul and Barnabas aren't ready to be dead yet. There's still work to do. So this time, they blow out of Dodge and go to the next town over, Lystra. Let's join them in verse 8 and see what happens there. In Lystra, there was a man who was lame. He had been that way from birth and never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." And at that, the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Laconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bowls and wreaths to the city gates because he and the crowds wanted to offer sacrifices to them. It's important to pause here and to realize that in pagan mythology, the gods often visited their worshipers in human form if they were devout enough. These people thought they had been visited by the gods, not realizing they had been visited by God. Verse 14. But when the apostles and Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food, and he fills your hearts with joy. even with these words, they had great difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Okay, so this is intense. The people nearly riot in favor of Paul one minute, but then they turn on him when those same Jews from the previous town catch up and turn this crowd against them also. But this time, the riot leads to stoning them. Verse 19. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. Stoning, by the way, is when you hurl a bunch of rocks at someone until you knock them out or kill them with head wounds. And then, to ensure that they're dead, you drop a large rock on their head and crush it. So the crowd drags Paul's carcass outside the city and toss him aside like a piece of trash. Verse 20. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and he went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. Did you catch that? He got up. Zoop! It seemed to be a miracle. But that's not the real miracle. The bigger miracle was the next part of that verse. He got up and went back into the city. He actually went back to tell them about Jesus more. Can you imagine the love that you'd have for people to be willing to let them kill you? Then after you rise again, to continue extending the message of love and grace to them? That sounds a bit like someone else we know, doesn't it? And Paul goes back into that city. And that going back would be just one more miraculous sign to them as he resembled the risen Christ, raising from the dead, offering salvation to them. As Paul tells him about a Savior who conquered death by dying himself and taking their punishment on him in order to offer them forgiveness of sins. It must have been a powerful moment on a dreadful day. But the chapter rounds up their backtracking travels back through the city of Galatia as they make their way back to Antioch and finally give their missionary update to the folks back home. But all along the way, verse 22, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith, we must, through many hardships, enter the kingdom of God. Hardships, Paul? Being driven out of towns and being stoned to death? If nothing else, Paul and Barnabas modeled that to the believers with their own lives. It wasn't easy to spread the gospel, but it was totally worth it. Hashtag totally worth it.
Join us next time as we continue the journey one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.